That's major. That's major. Another day on Tuesday, guys. I had to, you know, do a little part three for y'all. And actually, the time right now, it is 3:33. And as I continue to teach or speak on angel numbers, 333 is another one for you. And at this time, seeing 333, according to Google, repeatedly may be a sign that a looming decision needs your attention. It's a signal that your path ahead is clear for moving forward. The 333 angel number indicates that despite your fears, anxieties, mislaid plans, or wrong turns, you're on the right path. The universe is urging you to keep moving forward. And I have to admit, I love when I see an angel number. It just, it goes to show or feels like I'm paying attention, you know what I mean? And I just feel, I feel blessed, you know, every time, every day, every message that I am seeing that is in front of me, I'm not ignoring, you know, that I am pushing myself forward. And as the angels will tell me, I'm on the right path. So I shouldn't have to think otherwise, you know. But for those who don't know my little instrumental that got me hyped this afternoon, it is by Young Dolph, which God bless his soul, had passed away. Let me confirm his date. He had passed away November 17th, which was, 5 days ago or something like that? Oh, 6 days ago now. And was apparently just shot and killed. So, I didn't mean to, of course, start off so negatively and so sad, but I wanted to lift up his spirit by continuing to talk about his story, or to continue to talk about him, because the more you talk about the dead, you know, the more their story lives on, the stronger their story continues to move forward. And Young Dolph, aka Adolph Robert Thornton Jr., according to Google here, had passed away. And one of his famous songs that he had did featuring Key Glock was Major. And I guess that's one of part of the title for today's podcast is, you know, Major, the majorness, man. Sometimes I'll be just coming off with certain words that I might not be in the dictionary, but hey, you know what? Fuck it. I just, like artists and rappers and all these other people are creative, then shit, then why can't I be creative too? But I just want to take a second to really, you know, I guess give it a little moment of silence, for one, to let people know that whoever is going through a hard time with death, with someone that they've, you know, been around so much and just no longer there. You know, we all lose somebody at some point. So, you know, you're not alone, but at the same time, they are in a better place. You know, they might have not been their time to, you know, stay and maybe send their message and really find their purpose here on earth. But then again, like I said, you know, God unfortunately had other plans for him. So hearing, you know, these people die, and you know, especially these rappers dying in such unspeakable fashion, in unspeakable ways that they have died. I mean, I can alone name like 5 artists on one hand that have died in the past 3 years that they shouldn't have died for no reason. You know, that they shouldn't have died. And like, a lot of it is either for no reason, but of course there's always a reason, a motive behind it. And the intention was to get rid of that particular person, you know? But we shouldn't have to, you know, subject ourselves to such sorrow. You know, it's just because they're not here physically doesn't mean that they're not here spiritually, you know? And I, for one, have been going through something like that around December, around November to December, let's just say. Just around those times, it just feels, you know, hopeless. It feels like that season of depression is really coming into play from the anniversary of my cousin passing. And like I've mentioned, you know, everybody has a different way of coping and have a different way of handling things. And especially when it comes to death, you know, it's never easy. And every time the time comes, it almost feels like it's so fresh, regardless of how long ago it's been. I mean, it's still crazy to just talk about that it's been 5 years since my cousin has passed away from a heart condition, and it still feels like, you know, it feels like yesterday that, or this, it happened like that year. It feels like it's already 2016 again, or it is 2016 again. And I have to admit, that was probably the first death that really, really got to me. That took such a toll on me that I didn't know what to do, where to stand, where to think, you know, like nothing. I felt lost as a human. So I could only imagine, you know, a mother losing her son, or a father losing his son or daughter, or, you know, their grandparents seeing their grandchild passing before they're gone. I mean, that's what really like hurts, is that the people that are gone aren't going to be able to do the normal life things of growing old, getting married, you know, buying a house, just simple things. And you know, Young Dolph was a well-known artist for some people, and you know, he made a name for himself, so you know, he was doing pretty good for himself, which, you know, surprises me to hear that, you know, someone so young is already, you know, passing, you know. So even someone close to my age, I mean, it's just crazy, you know. But you know, life hits in mysterious ways, in different ways, and that's why no matter how hard they knock you down, you just have to continue to pick back up, keep, maybe even pick back up where they left off, you know what I mean? And for me, that's what got me through these past years, you know? Her passing and her doing what she wanted to do, and just trying to be a regular student, a regular person, trying to just live a normal life, you know, I felt like I needed to finish that for her, you know, for someone who already didn't want to do something like that, and still has the opportunity to, then why not take it? Why not, you know, finish her legacy, finish what she started? And that has driven me since then. I have not looked back since then. I will continuously be thankful for the position she's pushed me to go to. I mean, I am, of course, I'd prefer her to be here, of course. But, I mean, she has given me almost every power, every push to say, like, I can do this, you know, I can make it, I can finish this for her. This is for her. Yes, it's for me, of course. Yes, I will be the second person in my family to graduate with a college degree. The first person is my mother. And it's crazy because the reason my cousin went to college was because of my mother, you know? And yeah, my cousin wanted to already go to college, but, you know, my cousin wanted to follow my mom in her footsteps of, you know, getting a better education, getting a better job, seeing what she has and what she makes because of how hard she pushed herself and how hard she worked. She just wanted to be that, you know? So, man, I every time I talk about this, it, like, I have to admit it gets to me. I mean, my first year of college, I it was so hard to just speak of her. Like, that's how it felt, like, how fresh it was. And I have to admit, you know, times like this, when it comes around Thanksgiving, I love Thanksgiving because it was the time that we really got to see her last, you know, being happy, enjoying us for a holiday and a family event. I absolutely love Thanksgiving because we get to just see all the people we normally don't get to see, all the people we don't talk to, regardless if they're annoying, aggravating, or whatever the fuck they are, you know what I mean? Like, family is still family. Yes, we pick and choose our family, like I've said before, but at the same time, you know, some of us didn't ask to be in this world, you know what I mean? So the least we can do is appreciate one another, you know, do things together and not leave people out, you know? And so, you know, death can be a good and bad thing. It doesn't always have to be bad. For people in Louisiana, you know, for, you know, people in New Orleans and, like, who celebrated Mardi Gras and stuff, they view, you know, death as a celebration, as moving on to the higher life, you know? And they have a parade and ceremonies, and yes, it is a sad time, but they're appreciating the life that they lived, you know? Giving notice and, you know, raising them up to the sky, to the light, and letting their soul rest in peace. And I feel like, you know, when, you know, you die so young, you know, it's like, you know, people question, like, damn, was it really your time, you know? Was it really something that was part of, you know, God's plan, you know? We will never know, but we still have to entrust and still have to follow this path, you know? It's just, we can't just give up and stop, you know? Nobody's going to do our life for us. So as much as, you know, we might feel some type of way, it's okay to feel that type of way. You know, let it all out, but then move on, you know? Yes, it's going to be hard where, you know, certain things trigger you. And I have to admit, there's certain things that still trigger me. And I still have her as my wallpaper on my cell phone. I probably don't think I will ever change that unless I, you know, I get married or I have a kid, you know, like those two things, you know, life changing, you know, turning points in your life. But she was my partner in crime, you know, me and her grew up together. She was the sister I never had, you know, so I couldn't believe, and I still couldn't imagine, you know, her not being here. But like I said before, just because she's not physically here doesn't mean she's still not here with us in spirit and looking over us and watching what we're doing, you know? You know, we have a grave for a reason, you know? It's to check up on that person because that's where they're going to be. That's where they lie, you know? That's where their body and soul lives. And so if you can take time out of your busy day to go ahead and, you know, go to the graveyard and visit their tombstone, then go ahead. I know I try to, not once a week, but, you know, at least once every 2 weeks, you know, once, you know, three times a month or something, at least I am trying to push myself, because yes, I'm going places and I'm going, you know, trying to find my life and, you know, doing my future, doing my career and my future, you know, doing me, let's just put it that way. But she's still there, you know what I mean? So why can't I go ahead and take the time to say, you know, hi, you know, visit her? You know, I wasn't, as we got older and, you know, we were teenagers, it was a little bit harder to go ahead and, you know, see each other. It would only be holidays or when we would visit family to go ahead and, you know, talk to one another. So now that she's there, I feel like I need to go when I'm passing by. I need to go when I'm already thinking of her, you know, just, she's always there. So why not go see her? But I just wanted to speak on that and let people know that death isn't always a bad thing, that death can, you can turn it in from a negative to a positive, you know, just like in math, you know, you can put your mind and your energy into being a better person for the person that isn't here, you know. And it's sad to, you know, not for them to not see it and see your progress, but they know, because you are using their energy, their power to power yourself, you know what I'm saying? Because they're already around you all the time, you know, you're just kind of, you know, giving back in a different way, you know. And so with that said, I just want to say rest in peace, Young Dolph. You know, rest in peace to all the people who are struggling, who has maybe, you know, maybe on their deathbed and all that unfortunate stuff. But, you know, that's what people are here for, you know, to let us see the bright side of things, you know, make us see the bright side of things when things are so dark. And it doesn't always have to be, is what I want to point out. It doesn't have to be always dark. Keep your head up. Stay positive. Stay blessed. Continue to pray. You know, over time, healing is what makes things better. And with healing, you have to be patient. And being patient, of course, takes time. Nothing is going to happen overnight. Yes, things happen in life that do happen overnight. But to get somewhere, it takes more time and it takes more effort and dedication and, you know, love to go ahead and proceed. So don't stop what you guys are doing. Continue to push forward. If you're living, then live. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't see someone else living the way they should, push them in the way that, you know, they should see the bright side of how life really, really is. Because, you know, 1 second we could be saying hi or bye or, you know, having an argument with somebody, and the next thing you know, they're just not there anymore. And, you know, like I mentioned before, we don't want to, you know, regret anything that we've done or said or may have witnessed, you know. So I give you guys the utmost positivity, you know, utmost, you know, positive energy. And I would like for you guys to, you know, never give up, never settle, don't stop. Keep your head up. And with that said, say this in Jesus' name. God bless. Amen. Appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening. Instagram. social media, my Instagram social media and Twitter will soon be up with all my positive quotes, positive vibes, and stories and videos will be soon. Just, you know, getting everything together and pushing it in the right direction. You know, like I said, it takes time. I just want to get it right, make sure it's perfect, and I will share it with you guys, you know, in no time. But with that said, thank you guys for listening, whoever is listening. I can't thank you guys enough, especially on this particular week. So, amen.